The first thing I want to do, though, is ask how many of you still remaining here have dealt with a crowdfunding issue and a public benefits recipient? 3, 4, 5, and somebody talked to me the other day, so it's becoming more prevalent. Let's just talk. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come full circle, so don't become too impatient as I go through the first part talking about a lot of non-legal stuff and explaining what crowdfunding generally does, or become impatient, but just don't let it show that much. And then I'm going to circle back around to how the eligibility rules might apply in these instances. This is the only paper in my life I have ever written with 82 footnotes. So I went back and I thought, wow, 82 footnotes. If you do nothing else, go through all the footnotes because you will have reviewed a lot of the POMs and the eligibility rules and income first and all that kind of thing. So it's one option. I may not need this. Manna from heaven, disaster in the making.
I won't.
Okay. Crowdfunding is the practice of soliciting financial contributions online to fund a business idea, project, or a cause. It was begun for equity crowdfunding for people who wanted to start up businesses but needed equity and needed capital in order to do that. And that's still done in a large majority segment of the population who's doing this. It's oftentimes done on different crowdfunding sites than you'll find on crowdfunding sites for a cause. One of the things that made me think about was, gee, I wonder if some of my clients who have wanted to build housing for their developmentally disabled kids or individuals perhaps with any kind of disability, perhaps mental illness, I wonder if they could get equity funding through that.